Hello, Shadow Squad. Welcome back to the Shadowhunters After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be breaking down the Season 3A two-part finale, Episodes 9 and 10. I'm not going to try to pronounce those. That was hard enough. But we have a lot to talk about, you guys. The coolest mundane I've ever met in my life, Simon's sister. The return of our favorite villain, Valentine. And I have a lot of questions, you know, for this Jordan Kyle guy. It's weird because he's actually right here, Chai Hansen. He's in the studio to answer all of our questions, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Whoa, we're back.
We're back.
For the two-part season finale of Shadowhunters. Thank you so much for joining, guys. We love you dearly. I am your host, Sam Davidson, joined by my own personal Shadow Squad, Dakota T. Jones.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back.
Becca Brown.
Hello.
Who's also in the live chat. And Allie Nesta.
What's going on, guys?
And our new friend, Chai Hansen.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Welcome to the club. Thank you. You know, you're part of the AfterBuzz TV Shadowhunter squad now.
Yeah. It's an exclusive club.
Basically, everyone's a member. So.
Except I'm disappointed I don't get the buzz. Microphone. That's kind of cool.
We could take some pictures.
Yeah, later. After.
You're Britney Spears. You know, it's a pretty incredible thing. And I'm talking, of course, about the microphones we have our guests speaking on. But yeah, Becca's in the live chat. Please rate, review, subscribe. Love, love, love hearing your feedback. Love talking about the show. So we both... All two sets of us watched the finale. It was insane.
So insane.
Allie.
Many emotions.
A bit of a tearjerker.
Allie and I were texting last.
Literally, I was texting Becca, like, all caps. And I was like, maybe I should calm it down. It's like almost midnight. And I was like, but no! I have so many thoughts and feelings. Clary can't die. All of the above.
It's crazy.
It's how it's felt.
I was trying so hard not to cry. Yeah. Because there were so many people there. I'm like,
no. Not getting emotional.
I'm fine.
But really, I was like crying.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah. There's a fly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it was super emotional. And I think that every episode, it seems like the past few weeks, has just gotten better and better.
Yeah.
More and more has been revealed to us.
I swear,
and
we say this every single week.
Wait
of
till 3B.
Every episode.
Oh. Yeah, it gets really good.
What did you think, Bex?
Clary can't be dead.
She's not. I know where she is.
It's a prediction. Her theory is good.
We'll get into it. I cried. I think this is the first time I actually shed real tears. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, sad. But I cried twice.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You really feel it with Alberto.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not really acting. He's like actually feeling it.
That's
the difference.
He was so amazing. Yeah. Just a couple questions for you before we get into the episode.
I loved working with Alberto, if that's what you're going to ask.
You obviously loved working with him. What was it like to become a big character on the show that was in the books? Did you read the books? What's your history with the franchise?
It was quite intimidating to begin with. Because I heard about Shadowhunters a while ago. And then when I got the audition, I was like, "Oh, this is quite a big show." The scene I initially connected with, I think that's probably why I got the role, because I really sympathized with my character. And as soon as I got told that I got the job, I just went into overdrive mode. I watched every episode.
Wow!
I read all my stuff in the books. Mm-hmm. Most of it.
It's a lot to cover.
I was thrown into the deep end because I had a week to do that before. I was actually self-taping in Australia.
Oh my goodness.
And they said, you have a week and then we'll fly you out to Toronto.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's really soon. You know, you think a week's a long time, but it's not.
No.
You have to do research for your character. It's quite a
and that's amazing.
Short amount of time.
Pack all your bags.
Whenever they were like, hey, pack your bags, come on. Like, how long did they book you for that first bit?
So I think the first contract was like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, okay.
And then you go on from there. It's going back now. That's like last year.
Yeah.
So
wow, that's amazing. Well, we've talked about this. We're a huge, huge fan
of your character.
No, I love your character.
Yeah. We got some questions. We got a lot to say. But before that, let's talk about Clary and her death sentence. I mean, of course, we knew she wasn't going to die. And we see Iris, who from last season, it was Maisie's, her, what was it?
You mean Madsy?
Madsy. Her mother figure. Mm-hmm. And she gives Clary some information that the reason she's being put to death, which, by the way, is so public and terrible, they're burning a witch. It's like the same thing that they did back in Salem. And, man, I said this last week, I'm going to say it again. I don't want to be a shadow hunter.
It's a lot of responsibility.
So Clary figures out the reason she's being sent to death is because she refused to bring back Valentine. So Clary starts to get the, you know, Valentine in her is kind of coming out, fight or flight, and she decides to bring him back from the dead with a ruin, which she does successfully. Man. What did you guys think about all this? Because I was so excited to see Valentine again.
Me too. But whenever he like coughed up the thing of
maggots. the black vomit.
Did
you see the maggots in there?
Oh yes, that's right.
That was a lot.
I was like, wait, what?
It was very foul. I almost like it was one of those things where you can't look away. So I'm almost like, wait, can you come back? I need to see what that was.
I know. I needed to zoom in on it.
It was actual maggots.
It was like a perfect pile too. No, but when she was starting to bring him back, I was thinking that she wasn't actually going to do it. It was almost a ploy to kind of be able to then do her whole Clary move where she starts beating up everybody. Mm-hmm. So I was actually very shocked that Valentine actually came back to life.
Oh man,
I wasn't sure, but we were talking about it last week. Yeah. About Valentine.
We're going to go episode by episode, so let's not, you know, talk about what really... Well, does it happen to him?
I think it happens in this one, right?
He dies.
Yeah.
So he's gone again.
Yeah. I'm sad.
How he was taking the arrow out of his neck. I was cringy. I was like, oh.
Because I was
like, wait, what is happening?
I know.
I almost was thinking, oh my gosh, he's indestructible. How are they going to get him? They couldn't even get him the first time when he was a normal human or shadow hunter.
He's a little weak.
Yeah, but... Oh, the first time?
No, now.
Oh, now. But he literally was, like, indestructible, almost demon-like.
True.
Well, yeah. But so we learned something else about Clary's ruin that she does the, what do they call it, necromancy. I guess it's the necromancy rune that they are unkillable after she does it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. She is going to be her life. I mean, we know she survives, but, like, she's going to be the most sought-after supernatural person ever. If you could bring someone back from the dead and then promise that they are not going to die again unless she does something, I mean, that's going to be dangerous for her.
Well, and what's kind of annoying about that is that she could have done that to Chase. And then we wouldn't be where we are today.
Oh, that hurt.
That really hurts.
Wow. I never thought about it like that.
She learns a lot of things like that. I feel like she's like, oh, I could have not had to do that mistake if I would have known that now.
My bad.
It's a learning curve, you know?
Yeah. But it was a really great point, and I'm glad that they brought it up, that Clary, you know, did take away a very bad thing that everybody kind of wanted, was to get rid of the demon and the downworlders. And she took that away from them, which I think is a very, very powerful thing. And I hadn't necessarily thought of it in that type of way. I think I was just more worried about what the Clave is going to say. But the fact that they made it a point for Clary to say, listen, I'm glad I took that away from you, because that's a very powerful, scary thing to do. So I'm glad that they talked about it.
Yeah, she did the right thing.
She did.
Do you try, when you're now watching the show or just watching scenes as you're doing it, putting the stories together, do you think it's just a very cool story that randomly has kind of parallels to the world that we're in today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot that it speaks for currently.
Yeah, like divisions, right, in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it. I don't know. And especially these two episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very indicative of that. Yeah. But... Let's see. Hold on.
There's a lot to cover.
There's a lot to talk about.
Quite a lot to cover. I also, of course, want to talk about Simon and Jordan. Jordan Kyle.
I'm so stoked to be paired up with Alberto.
I know.
He's such a giving actor. So, you know, when the camera's on you, he's crying. You know, you don't have to cry, but he's giving me a lot to work with, which helps my job. You know, makes it easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he was fantastic in this episode. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think
Brooke's so, So good.
Yeah, so. But he's so good in like everything that he does, you know?
Yeah.
Every scene. But I mean, one of the standouts for me.
You're fantastic as well.
Always.
Thank you so much.
I mean, this episode, we really, really, really kind of get that you're trying to be a better person. You're gonna go get him blood. What a good roommate. Getting you blood.
Yeah, getting you food.
He's conflicted because he obviously loves Maya.
Yeah.
Right? And with this newfound friendship with Simon, so it's kind of like what comes first.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry, guys.
Definitely.
We have our engineer, Steve. He's just back here fixing something. So
yes,
excuse him.
Steve.
You're not crazy.
Experiencing some technical.
this is part of the Shadow Hunters world. We have got
He is not a ghost.
Yeah. Steve is fantastic.
No clue there. Okay.
But, yeah, I feel like Jordan must feel very guilty just because he, in a way, is supposed to be protecting Simon in the one second that you leave him alone.
Yeah, that's his ongoing problem.
Just fast.
He's unlucky, I think. He's just constantly unlucky. He tries, he means well, and he tries his hardest, but then something happens and it's out of his control and he's like, great.
I know. You know? And Simon has a way of weaseling out of your watch, if that makes sense. Like you're a very attentive person, and then all of a sudden you turn and he's gone. Like,
yeah,
he's like, a vampire.
He's like looking after a little kid. Just runs off to the nearest balloon that they see.
Right. And then you're like, hey, where's my child?
Simon, come back, I'll get you a balloon.
Yeah, exactly. That's you. You're trying to corral.
I'm the father figure. Trying to be.
Wait, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
With obviously the entrance that you meet Simon.
The bike?
Yeah, the bike. Did you do that yourself, or did you have a stunt double?
I would always put my hand up to do stunts like that.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let me.
Oh.
Because it's because of insurance.
You can't mess the face.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Mess the hair, you know.
Right, exactly.
I was dying to know. Because obviously, I love the three of you guys together with Maya and Jordan, Kyle, and Simon. The three
Such
of you guys.
It's a love triangle.
It's a love triangle that no one wants to break, almost.
Right?
I feel like it's a very lovable, you know, push and pull.
Right.
And we're all kind of a little scared as to see, like, it break up, because I don't want to see it break up.
It's almost like we should just all give up and just let you guys be a throuple.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll make that a new thing now. You see, like, three people walking down the street these days.
Holding hands.
Like,
you know,
all Shadow Hunters breaking boundaries every day. The first real, legitimate throuple on television.
It's okay now to date two people at once.
Yeah. I'm down.
You know, we might have a quadruple because we finally get some Sizzy in the house.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Wow. That's true.
I still have my Sizzy hat. I was trying to find it.
I ship Sizzy.
Why do you think it's taken them so long to give them, like, kind of somewhat scenes like that? Because we saw in, like, one of the very first episodes of season one, they had, like, a little bit of chemistry in one of the episodes. And
I think
then we
things
have
just get in the way.
Yeah.
You know? So with Izzy, the whole the yin fin.
Yeah.
That
was disastrous.
Simon loves Clary.
Right.
Yes, and you know, now.
And then she was with her whole, like, doctor dude, and then now he's with Maya. So it's like they've never really had, like, a moment to really, I guess you're right.
This is the first time they've been freed up and their paths are crossing, like, perfectly.
Well, they're a big part of the books. Everyone's kind of been waiting for them to get to it. So they finally have. Simon is going through a terrible, terrible time. This was the first thing that made me cry.
It's okay.
Tisha's,
where is Steve?
I don't know, because I'm Jewish, and I feel like I have this weird connection with Simon and his family, and I was like, don't mess with Simon's Jewish perfect family, like, single mother, you know, God, love her. So,
she's
Heidi,
a great actress.
She's so good.
Simon's family needs to be on more. It's just ridiculous.
I actually love that you brought that up, because when she was saying the, like, you get away from her, and that was such a deep scene where I almost felt like it was out of body for me.
Like, obviously, I was there and I was watching the scene unfold, in the scene going, holy. This is amazing. It's like acting 101.
I know.
When you were in that moment, did you almost, like, you were having an out of body? Like, whoa, I'm in this.
I was just so entrenched in what they were doing. I kind of forgot that I was acting.
Yeah.
You know?
Just like,
shit, I'm actually on camera. Because they're so good.
Yeah. And I mean, it was really, really good directing, I think. And of course, acting. But the way the entire thing played out, so Heidi is trying. You know, poor Heidi. She means well. She doesn't mean well.
She does not.
No, that's a lie. She doesn't mean well, but she was. I mean,
she's trouble.
Okay, she's trouble. But you feel. I don't know. There's part of me that feels bad for her.
She needs to go.
I do. I feel somewhat bad for her.
I mean, I don't feel that bad for her, but I feel somewhat bad for her. But more importantly,
I feel like when Simon was like telling her like you're nothing type of a thing, and he like got all up in her face and like
that monologue that he was trying to get her to attack him.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was really good. He's a very nuanced. They're both very nuanced. So there's a lot to watch.
Yeah,
you know. I think I even tweeted. I was like, damn, that scene was really good.
Yeah,
it really was. And
I was having anxiety.
Yeah, the motivation for an actor. I mean, that must be kind of fun to use. Like, get this person to literally want to attack you. And I don't know. I think he just. I was so impressed. I can't even say. This is the first. I mean, everyone on the show is amazing, but this is the first time, you know, really, especially with Alberto, that I was thinking, God, this dude could be a huge movie star.
Like, no, totally. I think that all the time.
Yeah.
Is there like awards that.
Freeform?
The Emmys?
No.
They should go for.
Well, the Emmys, but they don't recognize Freeform, really. I mean, do they ever? I don't think it's a rule, but they just never have.
Right. Is there other awards, though?
I mean, like, Teen Choice Awards.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Teen People's Choice.
MTV, or, and no, that's movies.
The GLAAD Awards, because obviously Malick has been nominated, and I think won last year, so.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what is that?
The GLAAD Awards. It's representing the LGBTQ community.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and you've interviewed some of our guys there, of course. Malick. Speaking of them, we have this thing, the Lorenzo guy. Knew I didn't like him. Still don't like him.
Sam's a good judge of character.
Thank you, I agree.
You can never trust a man in a ponytail.
Hey, let me take it out. He's like, what do you mean? I don't have a ponytail.
No, but he's just like this tall, like just like scary guy that like walks around. Like, it's just weird, like, that now that he's the high warlock, you know.
Yeah,
he's really lovely. So to see him do, you know, these scenes where he's so like intense. Wow, okay, he's a good actor too.
Yeah,
yeah, he's an amazing actor, but kind of an evil character, right?
Very much so.
And Alec asks him for help, and you can just see the smirk on his face. Oh, sure, yeah. I'll go ask him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. And him and Magnus get in this really cool magic fight.
Yeah.
How good are the fight scenes in this, though?
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
They've escalated so much, like, in a great way since the first season.
Like, I've done quite a bit of fight scenes in my past. So watching Dom and... why is my brain not working? Alec, go at it. It was pretty impressive. I was going, oh man, I didn't even think I could do that.
Yeah. Don't worry, just like, do like a year on Shadowhunters and you will be a master.
You'll be a pro.
Because they go through like all of their like fights, like choreography, like don't they like get to set usually before starting a season, like a week or two early to just kind of start doing
fight choreography? Yeah.
But you actually, you do martial arts and stuff yourself, right?
Yeah, I've done a little bit in the past. So I come from a judo, Muay Thai, I've done a little bit of taekwondo, but my main background is breakdancing.
Oh, that's right.
So I've done a lot of acrobatics in the past, and it helps with learning fight choreography, because learning breakdancing chore is, it's quite similar learning dance chore to learning fight chore.
How cool would it be if you as a wolf could like breakdance, but you're kind of just going in and out of like wolf, and then
I pitched it to them, and
they were like, you know what, maybe in next season.
Too much money.
Season 6.
Cost more money if you want to see me do head spin.
Yeah, right.
I kind of want to see it now.
And of course, shout out to our good friends in the chat. We love you. We see you. And, you know, we'll give you some shout outs about the thing. What do we got, Becca?
I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I think it was Ragu earlier mentioned Magnus's voicemail message thing. And I was like, yes, that was hilarious.
Yes, that was great.
Don't leave a message at the tone.
I wish I could have that.
Oh,
that
was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I need that.
Like, my voicemail's full. Sorry.
I'm really bad at checking voicemails.
Let's get on to the next episode, episode 10. So, we're back in the hospital. Simon goes to see his sister, whom I said is the coolest mundane I've ever met in my life.
She's
this girl
chill.
Was attacked by this random vampire girl, and then her brother almost sucked dry. And, I mean, seriously, he was going to kill her.
I know.
I know.
My sister in real life would kill me.
Right.
If you're trying to kill her.
She wouldn't be that cool.
She would kill me first. Yeah. She would, you know.
See, I'm so into YA things as well, you know, that Becky is into also. And I feel like if my brother tried to kill me as a vampire, I'd wake up and be like, cool.
So you want your family to be vampires?
No, I mean, but if they were, I'd think, cool, that we're the chosen ones, you know, yeah. I'm going to help you. But, I mean, how awesome was she, honestly?
She really was
so good.
It honestly made it almost a little bit rewarding as an audience, because you're really, really emotionally tied to, obviously, Simon's whole transformation from human to vampire, and you felt for him this entire time. So it was really nice to have one character finally accept him for Simon and the vampire. And it was a very emotionally acceptable, like, way of having that happen, and it made me be like, okay, good. At least he has something to hold on to, because he has to get rid of his mother in this episode.
Well, no, he doesn't get rid of her.
He kind of does.
He has to go and murder his mother. No.
Well, no, he gets rid of her in the terms of...
Letting go.
He has to let go of her and, like, be like, okay, like, I have to help you move on in your life, and I have got to move on in mine, and it's not going to help you if you think I'm a crazy vampire.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry just thinking about it. That scene.
Yeah.
But the positive side was that his sister was like, you know what, don't, like, make me forget. Like, I want to be there. I want to remember you and know that, like, you're okay and you're alive, type of a thing.
Yeah, and how he could have told her the whole time. He could have called her right away. And, I mean, he couldn't have. It would have not been a good time. No.
I think also seen, it was funny because before they brought his family back into this episode, I was thinking, whatever happened to Simon's family? And then legitimately it's this whole crazy scene. But I think you kind of see her maturity grow too, because when we were introduced to the family in season one, she seemed a little immature, like, Simon, get away, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was kind of a cool thing to see, that it has been a little bit of time that's passed, even though now that I'm thinking about it, it has only been 2 months. I always do this.
Technically, well, like, yeah, in Shadow.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of time.
No, so never mind. I take that back.
You know, but their bond has gotten stronger.
Yeah, their bond has gotten stronger, and, like, maybe she's had time, because obviously she knows his behavior has been weird, and she's done research, and she's able to accept him for who he is.
I think a lot of the characters struggle with trying to tell, like, how would you tell your parents that you're a vampire or a werewolf or whatever? I had a similar thing. So when I created a backstory for Jordan, where I moved from Australia to New York with my mother to evade my abusive drunken father, and then I was thinking, how would I tell my mother that I turned into a werewolf? Obviously, every parent out there would be accepting with their kid with whatever, you know. But there is that, what if they don't accept me for this? And then, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking. So I think that's what Simon would be going through. It's like, how would you...
Well, I mean, that's why I would always choose vampire if I were to turn into anything, instead of werewolf, instead of shadow hunter, because I could just wipe their memory if it didn't go well.
And then do it again.
Can you imagine?
That's great. Yeah. I need that in life.
Me too.
That's why I want to be a vampire.
That would be a great superpower.
Not only that, but, like, let's say you're, like, wanting to tell someone something, but you're not sure how they're going to take it. You can tell them and then just restart and tell them.
Yeah,
say you get it right.
I feel like that would make me even more, like, it would make me really insecure of anything I was going to say, because then I would really think about it and be like, oh gosh, you would have to make everything perfect, almost.
I guess so.
I'd attempt every joke. Yeah. It's really funny. Rewind.
Yeah. That would actually be, like, a really funny scene.
Yeah, like, that's
You know what? I'm going to think about that. But we meet someone who we've waited to meet for a very long time, Asmodeus.
This was great. This was so fun. No one else thought this was fun?
Agreed.
I'm trying to think. Who you mean?
Asmodeus.
Magnus's father.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah.
No, see, the cough medicine, Dakota.
Okay, I was like, yeah, I remember that. No, but yeah, it was
like,
crazy.
Who is his face? I was like, what is he questioning?
And I was like,
he's quite a striking man, isn't he?
Thank you.
He was on
you're quite a striking man.
Thank you.
I could tell that he was on another show that I watch, and I couldn't figure out who it was.
I was trying to think.
He was on Star last season, I think, in the beginning of this season. He's done a bunch of TV. a couple other shows that I've watched a little bit, but that was where I knew it from.
You know how obviously they don't really age, so it was cool to see, like, okay, I can see the father-son dynamic, even though their age is not, like, super far.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they don't age. Wait, I forgot that. Okay.
So I thought that makes sense. Cool, yeah.
Well,
how old is Magnus again?
Oh, God.
He's, like, thousands.
Thousands of years old, isn't he?
So this too much math.
His father would be, like...
Light years old.
Well, so I take massive notes every time I watch the show to prepare for our show, and it's literally a book report, but I type so fast and I say weird things and try to interpreting what's going on, and I loved this specific note that I wrote about Asmodeus. He goes to see his father, who is in, like, a cave of fire.
So true.
A cave of fire. I mean, that makes sense.
That's what you're wearing.
When he was leaving, it was very dramatic. I was like, wait, what? What is happening?
Yeah, you know, he shoots Magnus down, essentially. I think he wants to kind of combine evils or non-evils. Well, that's what Asmodeus wants. And Magnus, you know, we see where he gets his eyes from. I really liked that part. That was a lot of fun because it was just cool seeing the eyes.
They've really stepped up with the graphics.
Definitely. Every season it gets better and better.
And then, of course, doesn't really work. We get to the final showdown, which is the big battle that has so many parts. Of course, we have Clary and Lilith. And, you know, really, hats off to Kat. She was so great this episode, being, you know, just pissed at Lilith, like, God, you're kidnapping me, you're gonna murder me, you're gonna murder everyone. Just mean face.
What's so great about Clary is I'm sitting there with anxiety because I'm thinking she is by herself, she doesn't have her Celi, or what is Stella, and she doesn't have anybody coming after her. She's one really freaking smart. She's, like, dropping the breadcrumbs of the blood along the way. But I'm anxious, and she just has this, like, obviously it's a character, which Kat does an amazing job, but she seems so confident, and she never looks worried, ever. Ever.
I mean, she does.
I don't think she does. I like life like that, to be honest.
She's quite courageous. But it's funny you said Steely.
Steely.
They had that comment, right? When Simon's like, Steely? Steely.
And he's like, it's Steely. And he's like, I've heard it both ways.
I love when Matt says it. He's great. Matt's so funny.
Yes.
Well, as much as I love Lilith, I will say, once Valentine
you
came
love
back.
Her? Are you sure about that?
No.
She's crazy.
You okay, Sam?
Well, I love villain. Like, I mean, everyone loves a good villain.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
I like Valentine.
I like
Valentine. I think I like Valentine a little bit better,
I liked Valentine until I met Lilith. That's actually another thing. It's so hard to say her name.
Lilith.
For an Australian accent, I think that probably is really hard for some reason.
Lilith.
Yeah.
Lilith.
Yeah, that's good.
She has good style.
She's what?
She has good style.
No, she has great style. I think, you know, the thing that's missing for me from her character that I loved about Valentine so much that we saw again this episode, Valentine does have some real feelings of love.
Mm-hmm.
They're messed up and disgusting, and he's a bad, bad guy, but he loves his daughter. He loves, in a way, when he's not trying to murder her.
I think he's just obsessive.
A little obsessive.
He's just obsessive, and everything he cares about, his passions are just super strong and super overpowering. So I think I understand the love, but his love is for the creature of the science almost. And
I think he just wants someone to love him. Like,
Aww.
Give him a hug.
Queen
should start playing right now. Somebody to love, and then just Valentine walking around with roses.
Yeah. He should definitely go about that.
I feel like Lilith, though. I mean, we see how much she loves
Jonathan
or Sebastian or whatever. Like, she wanting to really bring him back. Yeah.
Which I love that. Who was it that was like, wait, oh, it was Simon. He's like, Jonathan or Sebastian, which one of your brothers? And she's like, same guy, different names. And we've always been struggling with that. So I loved that they threw that in there.
Yeah. My notes last season.
It's
like,
because of Sam.
Jonathan, Sebastian. Now it's like, Jonathan, Jace. Where'd Sebastian go? Oh my God.
Yeah,
how is Will Tudor not in this like, part of the season?
Where is Will?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
If you miss an episode, you are so lost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot happens in an episode.
Never miss an episode.
No.
Okay, so Jace is attacking. Well, not Jace, right? Owl Jace. Is that Owl Jace?
The owl, yeah.
Is attacking Alec and is about to kill him. And again, this is, and I think that was probably what you were talking about, seeing them do that fight scene. It's so cool, I'm sure. And they, I know they train a ton.
They work so well together. And oh, they both trained so hard. There's this really cool stunt room at the back of the studio that whenever I go past it, they're always in there training. So it's good to see the training kind of pay off.
Yeah.
Do you have to do any training yourself?
I did a little bit, but I didn't, I didn't have much in terms of like fight scenes. Mm-hmm. And stuff. So I just occasionally go into the room and train boxing with Dean. Dean's one of the stunties. He's amazing.
He's your new best friend.
He's definitely one of my new best friends. if he'll have me. But he's everyone's best friend. It's like, I want him for myself.
And they're probably like, you're the werewolf. Why are you here? Like, you don't need to do this. We have CGI for that.
Yeah, I'll just turn you into a werewolf and then you'll be fine. Yeah, right.
That's got to be so much fun. But speaking of things that are so much fun and helps you learn and grow in all areas of your life, we've got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and so much more. Let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. And guys, it's free. Just be sure to rate and comment and let her know that it was the Shadow Squad that brought you there. Again, it's Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Go check it out. It's amazing, super inspiring, and super fun, just like our Shadow Squad that we get to talk with every week. Love
you
guys.
Absolutely. With our very special guests, which we're extremely excited to have tonight.
So excited.
So, Lilith and Clary, I'm really liking their scenes together.
Yeah.
I think they're fun and scary, and Lilith digs scary. Her... What's the name for her, like, blood nails? Blood nail? You know what I'm
talking about? I don't know. Were they her name?
Her blood nails?
Claws?
Yes, the claws, I guess. Claws? Claves? Claves, yeah. She does this kind of...
I think it was, like, the star, almost. You know how that star has
like a pagan symbol?
Pagan symbol, yeah. Yeah, because obviously...
What
Sebastian,
are you doing with
Jonathan?
Your hands? Are you turning into like a dog? I don't know.
She's transforming into a werewolf.
In my head, I'm thinking of the fire that comes up out of that symbol. So you know how the fire comes up and then he gets sucked under? That's like, sorry, I was emotioning.
Sorry.
It meant nothing to the story.
I've been really making fun of Allie the second since I saw her tonight. I have no idea why.
Don't worry, I liked what you were doing. You keep doing you.
She's a werewolf in season 13.
I'll join you.
There you go.
Oh my God. So, Lilith digs her dirty nails and my notes again. But then
so gross.
We have Shadow Squad. Shadow Squad is coming together. Shadow Squad consists officially of Simon. Aside from us, of course. Simon, Luke, usually Jason Clary, Alec, Izzy, and am I missing any? And Magnus. Magnus. Mm. So basically most of the Shadow Squad comes to save Clary in this big office building.
Yeah.
Big random office building. And they're fighting kind of all of her owls, all of her people. And it's really fun. And, you know, I love the fight scenes, especially with Izzy.
I used to like owls more.
I think
pretty badass with the
It's so much fun. And I think you had mentioned this about the fighting and how epic it is. And I think that's what made these last two episodes so special as an audience.
Much.
Because that's kind of what we like is the action and kind of seeing how they're able to defeat. There's like 30 people coming at them at one time and then they defeat them all. And so it kind of really stuck out. And I think that's why I was like, this is why we watched this show.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
It's a big build up to something. You know,
yeah.
So great.
Yeah, it's like the end of the Twilight movies, you know, where they all just fight.
The beginning of the 2 hours reminded me of the Twilight.
I know, it did make me think Voltory of that.
The Voltory thing?
Yes, exactly.
Or Infinity War, did you guys see?
Yeah.
Yes.
The big fight?
So good.
I probably shouldn't say that because people... I've never seen it yet.
It's called War, like War's in the title, they might as well assume.
I feel like after it's been like a week or two, if people still haven't seen it, then like
they're not going to
start talking about it.
I do that with people constantly with TV shows, and they get really mad, and I'm like, it's been a year. watch Netflix.
Yeah. They should call this episode Shadow War.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe that will, like, it'll be like a random movie. You know, it's like one summer, blockbuster. Shadow War.
I like
also
it.
Coming to you in the fall on the CW. I would love that. But so Simon goes up to save Clary, and he's trying to use his Mark of Cain to save her and do the whole thing. And he tries to piss Lilith off, but she knows better. And this is where things got a little bit, like, muddy for me, which I think they were supposed to. I think we're supposed to be confused and not exactly know what happened. But
I was very confused.
Yeah, so Simon goes in and, okay, I'm just going to read you my notes. He unchains her, Clary, and then they attack Lilith. Lilith goes to attack Simon and then essentially blows her away with the Mark of Cain, but then he flies out the window and looks like he turns into dust.
I think
the window like shattered and
but then Clary seems like she thinks Simon is dead.
Well, yeah, because he flies out the window. But he's got like super vampire like
Spidey senses.
Yeah,
he's Spider-Man.
My problem is I watch too many vampire shows, and there's different rules on each show. And if a normal vampire that I know would fall out a window, they'd be totally fine. Because they're a vampire and they like can't die.
Yeah, I think
turn into a bat and just like
yeah, that's true. No, I think that Clary was anything just shocked because she wasn't expecting that to happen. And then I think everything was happening so fast. So I think that's why she looked worried.
So okay, if you can explain to me, Allie, what did happen?
So basically, you know, Lilith is trying to stop Simon, and I think in order she obviously has power. So when he's doing the Mark of Cain and he's, you know, shifting all of his power towards her, she tries to fight back with her power, and it kind of, like, it got her, but then just at the nick of time, because she could see it was coming, I think it was, like, her power started right before his almost, so that it was kind of, like, contradicting itself, and so it just, that's what the whole big explosion was.
Like a Harry Potter thing. It's kind of all
imploded, because there's too much power, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why Simon thinks that
he killed Clary.
But it wasn't because of him. It's because she was, I think, realizing that her magic or what she needed was done. And so she was like, okay, well, I just need to get us out of here.
Yeah.
Because all she wanted was to bring him back to life so they could go back to Edom.
Yeah. And we see Jonathan's hand come back out.
It was super, like, gross and wet and, like,
I thought it was a lizard.
Clary is in Edom. That's all I'm saying is because he obviously grabbed her wrist and he brought her with them. So that's where she is. She's not dead.
I can't wait to talk about the next one.
No,
so good.
Well, like what's going to happen like in the second half of the season?
I agree with that prediction.
It's so good.
You got to come back for it.
I know. I'm like, I want to ask you questions, but I'm like, I don't want to get you in trouble. I'll refrain.
I don't want to get in trouble.
What happens in 3B?
So
basically,
we'll talk to you off the air and just like lock you in the basement to tell us everything. I remember when Alberto came and I was like, "You're never leaving."
Oh, Alberto came in here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, he's been here. We love
him. Have you had everybody come in?
Almost. Just, I think we were seeing everyone almost but Valentine.
But Alan, yeah.
Yeah, but Alan.
Did they come in individually or did they come in as a group?
Individually. Actually, as our awesome fans know, like, we have gotten everyone, I mean, it's been crazy. It's been so much fun to do. We have some questions, which you were so kind to answer today on Twitter.
Yeah, for you answered a lot of them.
You answered a lot of them. I'm going to try to touch on a couple maybe that we haven't asked you. I think, okay, let's see. This one is, who would you like to work with in the cast, or which character would you like Jordan to interact with more?
I would love to interact more with Clary. I think she's an awesome person anyway, because she's just like the loveliest, nicest person I've ever met. But she's, you know, she's also a great actor, and it'd just be fun to work with someone so lovely.
Yeah, you know, Kat's the best. We miss her.
But I mean, she's kind of like everybody.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah,
you know, I get paired up with Simon a lot, and Maya obviously. But kind of everybody.
And you guys all hang out too,
and
right?
Yeah, we're all really good friends offset anyway.
Do you live, do you guys live in the same buildings? Like, how does it work?
No,
we spread out now.
We're pretty close. We're within a close vicinity to each other. We at, Alberto lives maybe two blocks from me, from where I was staying. Dom lives two blocks from him. And I think Dom and Kat live in the same building. So they're very close with
them. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So much fun.
Can you imagine, like, afterwards, like, after you guys all shoot and everything, you're all, like, in your party, hey, want to meet on this street corner?
Yeah,
like,
that happens quite a lot. Whenever we rap, like, we're here, we're at this bar. It's just two streets down from
that's
where
so
I am.
Fun.
So we all, you know, end up drinking together.
Aww. That's cool.
That's great. That's
I
fun.
Love,
it's
love,
like just
love
a parade
that.
Of, like...
The camp.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
camp.
It really is.
Like, summer camp.
This has been probably one of the best jobs that I've worked on in terms of family feel.
Mm-hmm.
I've been, and you know, because this is the third season, I've just recently come into the third season to like already a family, you know, environment, and they've welcomed me with open arms.
That's cool.
My first, I just said to you before, my first day on set, I had the camera test, and Dom and Kat came straight up to me. As soon as I stepped on foot on set, they came up to me and welcomed me. They're like, Jaya, you know, I heard about you. Thank you. So, you know, oh, it's really good to have you and
that's
all this
cool.
kind of stuff. So I haven't really had that before on other shows.
Yeah.
So this is something really special. And I say that to everybody. It's like, these guys are such great people.
I agree. Legitimately, we've met most of them.
Based on,
just from, you know, we heard we had the director in Joshua Butler. He directed two episodes
ago.
Oh,
I love Joshua.
I believe, yeah.
He
I
directed episode 7.
Yeah.
One of the flashback
episode. Yeah, and
I
that was
the
mainly.
Flashback episode.
Yeah, he had the nicest things to say about you. And I mean, it's just, he's worked on some of the biggest shows, and Shadowhunters cast, he says, really is one of the best he's worked with. Any questions you guys have?
Sarah Baker in the chat says, werewolf, shadow hunter, Sealy, vampire, or warlock?
For Chai, like if I was to pick?
Yeah.
I've always loved vampires.
Yeah.
So
you're with me.
I'd probably pick vampire, but it's kind of hard because I also like warlocks.
Me too.
Harry Potter,
yeah.
Like wizards.
Yes. Yeah, it's a vampire witch kind of. I don't know which one I'd want. I want both.
Based on the Harry Potter thing, I would pick warlock. Actually, no.
I'm gonna go vampire.
It's a good vampire. One. I like
but
that.
Vampire. Well, you kind of get warlock-ish, you know, powers because you can wipe people's memories. You almost have super spidey-like senses.
Yeah.
You get to run fast, which is
so
basically
fast.
Like flying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have a major question. So I've been waiting to ask you this for a long time. So why do you think that your character just left Maya, like, in the dirt? Like, she was literally laying there, could have died, and then you're naked. Like, what's going on?
He was a dog!
I know, but, like, that whole thing, like, I'm just wondering, like, instead of, like, trying to get her help or see if she's going to be okay, like, your character just left her there.
And he didn't
panic
attack!
It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, me looking at it, it's like, I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But I can tell he was scared that he was going to hurt her even further. Obviously, you know, that was such a bad move, just leaving her in the dirt. But
yeah,
you don't know what you're going to do until you're kind of faced with that situation, you know, in that moment. Some people freak out and some people act differently whenever they freak out. So I kind of...
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah. That's a really tough one.
I don't know. I think your character, it's hard. When, first of all, we don't think.
I feel
every,
sorry for him.
When Simon turned, he, or not when he turned, but like he killed Heidi, bloodlust. Like each of them has done really, really terrible things. We just haven't really had to see it because it was in the past. But we just get to see your narrative. And so we kind of villainize your character.
Right.
But everyone's kind of done those messed up things.
It's like he did something messed up, but I don't villainize him. Like I feel like he's just
kind of
really,
sounds
really,
like you're villainizing.
Well, I mean, I was just being harsh.
Wow.
But like your character is very, like you can tell your character does care. I mean, otherwise, why would he still be around? Why would he stick around to like try
to
make things right with Simon? And
he really wants to redeem himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he does everything that he can in his power to try and make things right.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's got like a, you know, really guilty conscience and. If he could, he would rewind time and do things totally different. But like I said, like in the moment when you're faced with that and you're freaking out, like your heart's beating, you don't really know what you're going to do until it happens. Mm-hmm. It's fight or flight.
Yeah.
Right?
Do
it's literally fight or flight. And in this case, he flew away.
Do you think that he thought for sure that she was going to die, or did he know, okay, well, she's just going to turn into a werewolf now?
I think he knew she was going to be okay. That's why he left.
Okay, yeah. Cause that's
and that makes me go, okay, he's a good person, not like, yeah. She's going to die, so I'm...
I'm out.
But he is a misunderstood person, mm-hmm. I think. He means well. He really, really means well. He's got a big heart. But he's misunderstood.
I like that. Yeah. Fair enough. All right, I have one more question before we get into some predictions for 3B. So we have at Dario Sende. Hi, Chai.
Hello, how's it going?
If you could play any character, who would you want to play if not Jordan? And then she goes, still a wolf emoji, or, and then eyes. I don't know which that one means. But who would you be if you could be a different character?
Clary. Did you say Clary? Yeah. I would rock red hair. Yeah. I would so rock red hair. I reckon that'd be great.
It's the perfect answer.
I'd love to be a shadow hunter.
Yeah.
Because they get some cool fight scenes, obviously, that we saw that in.
Yeah, you'd get to train in the real gym and not feel like you were just there. Like, hey guys, I'm just a wolf.
Give him some responsibility. Yeah. Yeah. Instead of just a CGI fight scene.
I love that. Guys, we're going to...
We have a really important Twitter question from Kat.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Says, who would win in a fight? Clary or Jordan?
I think I was talking about this to her the other day. I think Jordan. Sorry, Kat, but Jordan all the way. I got Jordan's back.
3B. Would it be Jordan or would it be werewolf version of Jordan that would win?
Ooh.
That's a good
question.
So I feel like... Jordan trained quite a lot at the Praetor Lupus.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So he's got a couple of, you know, tricks up his sleeve that Clary wouldn't know about. So what's coming? Did you?
She'd be like, what's happening?
So I'm still sticking with Jordan. Sorry, Kat. Sorry, not sorry.
Love you, Kat.
I love you, baby.
I love that she sent in a question.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Kat,
I was looking at the
literally hashtag. Love you so much. We talked about you tonight. If you're watching, because Becca brought cupcakes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I also told them that you make... amazing cookies.
Yeah. It's like shocking.
They sound so good.
Butterscotch. Oh, please make me some more.
Next time she comes in, please bring us some because I want to taste her cookies.
Yes. Bring a whole bakery, okay, Kat? All right, let's get into some predictions for season 3B.
All right.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, so what do you think's gonna happen?
What do I think or what do I know?
What do you think?
You know what? Let's not do this to them.
Yeah, let's not do it to them.
You can just look at us and we can stare back at you as we're giving our prediction and just, do a face read.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put a pillow right in front of his face right now.
I don't have a good poker face.
Okay. Just start laughing. Allie, I know you're...
My big prediction is obviously that Clary is an EDOM right now and she's trying to get out. And I think that now that Jonathan has been, you know, trapped or almost, you know, he's been kind of struggling for this... you know, duration of whatever, they're going to do whatever they want to Clary and she's going to be trapped and trying to get out. And I think actually Magnus's dad might actually help her out. Because I think that there is, it's weird, but he's the only villain in this show that I've actually seen some sort of niceness in. Obviously he's all villain, but there's like one little bit of him being a father that makes him weak. And that's just like what we saw in Lilith. Like, they do have the ability to love, and I think that love for Magnus and wanting him to be happy is kind of going to be something that helps them with this entire situation, and maybe Magnus will get his magic back.
Wait, what do you think that he'd think about Magnus and Alec?
Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh.
Maybe he'll be at their wedding.
Yeah. He'd be like, oh, I had one of those back in the day. Back in the... 1100s, whenever that was.
And I'm totally, like, Simon and Izzy are getting together in the next two episodes as, like, a couple. Because
That's so fast. Like, what happened to Maya?
Too fast.
I think happening. I think it's happening because they're now going to be able to bond over this, like, really terrible moment that Maya wasn't there for. And then I think that Jordan and Maya are getting back together.
He's going to swoop in and, like...
He's going to be like, no, I got you now.
Maya's coming back and Jordan and Maya are going to get together. Yep.
100%.
I definitely could see that. And I think I think that would be great because, like, obviously it's the love triangle. You can't just, like, have two of them always together and one on the side. Of course you're going to have to, like...
No, we're going to have the love octagon like we had the first season.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring it back!
We had literally made a love octagon season one, Chai, and we had magnets with photos on them of every character, and we moved them around to who they were with, and we had everyone come and sign the... love octagon. Oh, cool. That came in. We gave it to a fan, but I mean, we were moving those things around so fast.
It got messy. It finally just had to become a circle.
It was a circle. Exactly. That's what it was.
We invented a shape.
Yeah. That's right.
The Shadow Hunter. That's what it's called.
I guess this is not really a prediction, but like, do you guys think that Lilith is dead or not?
Someone, Sarah Baker said that she thinks Lilith is dead.
Because, I mean, obviously anyone who tries to go after... Simon.
With, like, the Mark of Cain.
Yeah. So, I mean, we see her, like, scream and, like, disintegrate, kind of like major Infinity War vibes, but, like...
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
That was...
Didn't come from me.
Bad. Yeah. That was just so soft. I'm sorry.
That actually is, like, a huge...
My bad.
It's been out for that long now.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, then that's yours.
Thank you.
Well, okay, I'll get into that later. Okay.
Nick.
Lilith, I don't think, is dead, because I don't think those people are dead. Anyways, I think that she is back, you know, in Edom, and she's with Jonathan. And I don't know if this... I might have missed some news, perhaps, but I'm really hoping that the person that plays Jonathan isn't just this burn stunt double. I'm really hoping it's Will Tudor.
Yeah.
Who's back? Burn stunt. I mean, love that dude. Like, really props to him, but... I miss Will Tudor, and I really, really, really want him back. And I think that Jace is gonna, I don't know, I think he's gonna go crazy.
I feel like he has been for the past two seasons.
Yeah.
Well, he was in a dream world for most of this season.
I just want to see him, like, I want to see someone else struggle for a while and let him be okay. Because, like, you know how Simon was pretty chill for a while? Like, he didn't have a ton of problems?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to see... Jace be able to kind of just be a little bit more normal and, like, not have to go through so much torment. You know, like, go rescue people and you know, like, go on all the rescue missions, but not be the one that's, like, you know, just tormented.
Yeah.
And, like...
Oh, I have another prediction. I think I might be right about this one. It's that Magnus might be gone for a while, so Alec might find somebody else who is that really flirty blonde Shadow Hunter dude.
Yes, hey, totally.
Don't upset the fans.
I mean, they're going to be upset because I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. Anyways, we really, really, really want to know what you guys think. We love hearing your feedback. We love you all so much. Thank you for being great, great fans and friends of ours on the show.
Yes.
And of course, thank you, Chai, so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
This is so much fun.
Come back whenever.
Yeah.
We're every time Shadowhunters is here, we're here.
Yeah. We're not next week because Shadowhunters.
Yes,
let me know when Kat comes back in with the cookies. I have to come in that day.
Oh my god, you could surprise us.
If I do come in, you're not going to get much because it's going to take a long time.
That would be amazing. Well, where can everyone find you on social media?
Where can they
find you? Yeah, like Instagram, Twitter.
I have Instagram.
You do. I always have to do this for Dom. You know, it's like we have this thing and he doesn't know what it is and I tell him it's very sweet.
Oh, so it's just C-H-A-I-H-A-N-S-E-N for Instagram.
Yeah, perfect.
And Twitter is C-H-8-I.
Cool.
Because awesome. I was born on the 8th of February.
Okay.
I created that like a long time ago.
Yeah. And how about you, Allie?
Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
Hi, you all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43, Twitter, at Instagram, and SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. You know we're always here to talk to you about Shadowhunters in the meantime, so please contact us. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.